Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Our very special guest is actor, character actor. I hope you don't take offense to that. But Lawrence Manley, how are you doing?
And I don't take offense at all. That's what I am.
Yeah, character actor. There's nothing wrong with being a character actor, especially when you're good at it.
Well, I try. Thank you.
Now, a lot of people, and I was just saying to you off mic, a lot of people recognize you probably from Seinfeld. You were in, probably about 6-7 Seinfeld episodes as the cook in Monk's. Am I right?
That's right. Actually, to correct you, I own the place.
You own the... Okay, I'm sorry. You own the place.
Own the place. That's okay.
So it was Monk's, and was it shot on location?
No. We actually... They did the exteriors in New York, but we actually shot everything out here in Studio City at CBS Radford.
Did you have... Did you ever go to the original? What is it, Tommy's? Is it Tommy's Diner?
What, in New York?
Yeah.
No, I've never been there.
Oh, that's interesting. It's quite a tourist spot. You know, a lot of people, I guess, see it on tours. Actually, I'm not sure that I've ever been to it. I've been there. I've been there like on the outside. I've seen the outside, but from what I understand, it's part of tours and, you know, certain celebrity type tours where they show you, different sites. But that's a big site.
And this is a result of the show. It's become a tourist attraction because of that.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. No other reason.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And, you know, little did you know, you're having an impact there. Now, you did about 6 episodes, 7 episodes?
I did 6, yes.
Now, how do you get a role like that?
It's interesting. I actually came in and auditioned for another role before this one came about. I auditioned for another role, a role of a traffic cop, and that one didn't happen. And maybe a month later, they brought me in to interview for, at that time, they didn't know if he was the owner or what he was, but they just this guy in the diner. And I got that one. And I thought it was going to be one time because I remember shortly after I did that first episode, there was another episode where there was who owned the diner, and he hired all of his daughters, who, as I recall, were extremely large-breasted. And I thought, well, okay, so much, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Next thing I knew, that guy was gone, and they brought me back. They brought me back 5 more times as owning the diner, so... When something is supposed to be, clearly it is supposed to be.
See, that's interesting. So they had a storyline that had, I remember that, Elaine was upset because she thought they were hiring women because of their, you know, the size of their breast, right? Large breast people.
Absolutely.
At the end, you know, not to spoil it, but I mean, it's been out for 20-something years or whatever. I'm sure it's spoiled already. But it ended up being the guy's daughters.
His daughters, right.
Right. So she was upset for nothing. It just happened to be they were related, and I guess they had some of the same genetics. But so you were the owner before that and after that?
Prior to that, I was the owner. They brought me in for the episode, There's Nothing Wrong With That episode.
Right.
And then that episode happened, and when I saw that, I thought my time had expired. And then a little while after that, I honestly don't know the time frame, a little while after that, they brought me in for the wife episode, the one that he did with Courtney Cox.
That's right. I remember that, too. These are all memorable episodes. I mean, I guess we've seen them so many times in syndication. It's amazing. You do 6 episodes of Seinfeld, and I'm sure people all over the... all over the street stop you and say, hey, I remember you. I saw you on Seinfeld. It's just one of those shows.
I've been recognized, I can't tell you how many times, because of Seinfeld. I was at a restaurant yesterday and somebody recognized me, which always kind of surprises me, but I accept it when it happens.
Well, it's one of those shows. I mean, I think All in the Family was one of those shows, and maybe at one point Happy Days was like that.
See?
People saw so much of these shows, and then in syndication, actually, a lot of the shows that went into syndication that were successful after syndication, like The Odd Couple, that's another one of those phenomenons there where people could remember you know, folks that they saw on there. Now, what about leading to other work?
I don't know that it led to other work, but I did do other things.
Well, that I know. You did a lot before, and you did a lot after, right? What was your first work? Let's go back and do a little Lawrence Manley history.
The very first thing that I clearly remember this. The very first thing that I did was I was a kidnapper on an episode of Benson. Yeah, that takes us back. I know.
Yeah.
I was on Benson, and the character's name was Clayton, I believe, and he was being kidnapped, and I was one of the kidnappers, and I was also the reason that they got caught, that we got caught, because I was wearing a policeman uniform and blue shoes with tassels on them, and that's what gave me away, the tassels.
That's interesting.
And the wonderful thing about that episode was that it was directed by John Rich, who did all of those old Dick Van Dyke episodes.
Oh, that's interesting. So, how was it working with him?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I mean, my first time out of the gate, and I was working with television royalty as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, now, right. I mean, that's certainly royalty. I mean, the Dick Van Dyke Show is one of those pioneering shows that... Mm-hmm. Just, you know, Carl Reiner had a big role in that, and, you know, all types of Richard Deacon, you know, who did so much. And, you know, of course, Mary Tyler Moore the queen of sitcoms.
Story.
Have you ever had an opportunity to work with some of those folks from the prior generation?
Actually, I did on... I did several episodes of The Nanny, and on one of those episodes, I met, I can't think of the actress's name, her real name. Anne Gilbert, it might be. I might be saying incorrectly, but the lady that played the next door neighbor, Millie Halper, I worked with her on one of the episodes of The Nanny.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. Yeah, that was the previous generation. And when I went in, I knew exactly who it was. Because in my mind's eye, that was Millie Halper.
Now, let's jump back to Seinfeld for a second. And again, I'm sure you hear most of your questions about Seinfeld. And I hate to do that to you, but it's such a popular show. And if you're just tuning in, Lawrence Manley is am I pronouncing you right?
Yeah, absolutely, you are, yes.
And that's with a D in there, Manley. And that's he's a correct. Wonderful character actor. You've seen him on a lot of shows. I'm pretty sure I saw you on, was it Zeke and Luther? It's my kids watch it.
Jumpsuit Johnson. Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Whoa. Hey, you didn't look like you aged much. I tell you, you look pretty good.
I try not to. I've got a picture that I keep hidden in the closet.
So it's a whole
care of all of that for me.
That's a whole new generation. I'm sure, you know, a lot of the parents say, you know, that watched Seinfeld, watching shows with their kids, saying, wait a second, I know that guy. Where do I know him from? But I saw you on Zeke and Luther.
I have a demographic of 8-year-olds now, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Now, and I'm not asking specifics here, but what pays better? Doing a role like you did at Monk's in Seinfeld or Zeke and Luther, or is it the same scale?
It's all about the contract. If you're getting paid scale, you're pretty much going to get whatever scale is at that particular time. But I didn't work for scale for either of the jobs, so it was just a matter of my agent contracting what I was going to get. So without divulging anything, I didn't do badly.
Yeah. And you came in to the business well after the time where they you know, they didn't pay residuals. So
right.
Yeah, I remember, you know, hearing about nightmares on Gilligan's Island and shows like that, where the actors who have played in so many of these sitcoms that were played over and over and still are playing every day aren't getting paid on them. They're not getting paid.
No, they're not getting a dime. I know.
Now, but that's not the case.
I came in long after that was the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this the type of thing, you know, Seinfeld is played all the time. Is it the type of thing that you'll get a check every once in a while, or do you get a steady check? I mean, how is it? And again, I'm not...
It's not a steady check. It's not a steady check, but I do get residuals from it still, yes.
And, you know, I imagine the more shows you're in, the more residuals. Do you get paid like one big check, or do you get like a whole bunch of little checks, like Jerry did in that one episode?
It's a lot of little checks.
Right.
And every now and then they will glump a bunch of episodes together on one check. But, you know, sometimes the checks are sizable, sometimes they're negligible, but I still get paid.
Now, what about the actors that were playing the four basic characters, the four main characters there?
Uh-huh.
Let's start with Jerry Seinfeld. Okay. What kind of relationship or what was your feel on working with him?
Well, he's not doing sitcom work anymore, but I have to tell you, as far as all of them are concerned, particularly Jerry and Jason, I would work with them again in a heartbeat. Jerry Seinfeld did something for me, and I actually told this story on an episode of The 25 Things You Don't Know About Seinfeld. I told this story, so I'll shorten it now. But there was this period, they wanted me for an episode, but they did not know, for whatever reasons, my agent did not mark me out because I was out of town. I was on a cruise out in the middle of the Caribbean, and I booked out, but for whatever reasons, my agent did not mark it. So they did not know that I was gone. They wanted me for an episode. People are calling. They're trying to find me. I got back home, and there are all these messages from production, from my agent, you know, people wondering where I am. It went from, we've got this job for you, to concern, where are you, why aren't you calling, to what's going on here, people being generally frightened. They contacted a friend of mine who's a casting director who knew what was going on. Well, he's on a cruise. They found out what was going on. Everything was fine. They knew I was okay. What Jerry Seinfeld did was that the scenes that I was to be in, he brought me in. They had shot the episode already, but they didn't shoot my stuff. And they brought me in afterwards, which meant that they also had to bring the actors that were involved. Excuse me. And they reshot that. They reshot that stuff while they were shooting another episode. He did not need to do that.
Mm.
They could have written it. They could have written me out. They could have done any number of things. But he waited and specifically used me because he wanted me. Based on that alone, Jerry Seinfeld is all right with me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to appreciate that. That'll instill loyalty.
He did not have to do that. And I've not seen him in quite some time, but I have promised myself that the next time I do see him, I have to tell him how much I do appreciate and how grateful I am to him.
Yeah, he seems like a decent guy. I don't know him, but he certainly seems like a decent guy. And it's I guess it's a business, especially when you get to that type of superstardom. I imagine it's difficult to maintain that kind of reputation. But you don't hear too much about Jerry Seinfeld being a diva. But let me ask you a little harder question here. Michael Richards. Now, you're an African-American man, and Michael Richards was very, very popular in the show. He did such a great job with Kramer. You never saw a character that you wanted to like so much as a guy like Kramer. He was funny.
Right.
He was offbeat. And then one day he has a meltdown in a comedy club. And I'll tell you what, I have a hard time looking at him the same way. And I think a lot of people do, but I didn't know him. And I don't know him. And I don't know if I was just I don't understand. What was your reaction when you saw Michael Richards racist?
Well, it's an interesting thing because people I know, asked me about that. They came up and asked me about all of that. And my only thought on that is I was not there at the club that night. I don't know what triggered him. I don't know what ticked him off or anything. I know what I heard, but I was not there. So I'm not qualified to speak on that. What I will say is every time I worked with him, I never once saw any indication of that. And he was always, always very decent to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, there's
so I'm really not in a position to speak upon that because I wasn't there. I heard what everybody else did. But I never saw it personally.
I'm sure there's such a thing as temporary insanity. And, that's the only thing I could, possibly say about that. It was just a rant that it was disturbing. But again, it's said and done, and I guess he apologized a million times, right? I mean, he's
yeah.
And, you know, if listen, if someone from the African-American community or the African-American community can forgive him for that, and I know he's back on a regular show at this point, then certainly I can, you know, from my standpoint. But, yeah, it was certainly big news for a while, and it's one of those things that, you know, that transcends a character. And, you know, still when I look at the show, I just have a hard time looking at Michael Richards the same way. And I don't know. It's just a very strange situation. How about the woman who played Elaine? That's Julia Louise.
Yeah, Louise Dreyfus, yeah.
Yeah. How was she to work with?
She's adorable. She's absolutely adorable. She's warm, open, very friendly. I guess this might be along the line of being surprised when people recognize me. I had done the first episode, and then they brought me back for the second one, and she didn't know my name at the time, but she looked up and saw me and recognized me, and she was very warm, very open, very happy to see me. Oh, hi, how are you? How have you been? And she asked me about my life, my family, and it. Wonderful woman. I liked all of those people. I liked all four of them.
Now, do you have kids, Lawrence?
I have a cat.
You have a cat. Okay. I was going to ask you if your kids are in the business. Your cat's not in the business, right? He's not one of those movie cats, is he?
No. And to be perfectly honest, if I had kids, I don't know that they would be in the business. I'm not one of these people who believes that show business is the best environment for a child.
Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How about you? I mean, what was your upbringing in the business like?
Watching television, like most kids did at the time. I did plays, you know, at school, and in the park, in the park for the park district that down the street from where I grew up, there was a park there, and the park used to put plays on, and I was a part of that dramatics group. But in the school, but as far as actual pursuit, I didn't pursue anything until I was an adult.
Hmm. But you had a little bit of the feel for it. You had the bug early on, and Springfield, Illinois. Am I right?
My goodness, yeah. That's where I was born. I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, you are okay. So, how long were you in Springfield before you moved to Chicago?
6 months. My mom and dad moved there when I was 6 months old, so I don't remember a thing about Springfield.
So what was it like growing up in Chicago? Were you in inner city or in the suburbs?
Inner city. And I had a great upbringing. You know, my mom, my family life, everything was wonderful. Nothing out of the ordinary. My mom was my absolute heart. I was a single parent household. My brother and I were raised by my mother and her big sister. So it was my mother and my aunt.
Are they still there? Did your mom get to see your success?
My mom did get to see my success. She's no longer with me, but yes, she did get to see some things. The last thing that she saw was one of my Zeke and Luther episodes.
Wow.
But yeah, she did see some my work.
See, that's always nice. That's always nice to have have your parents see you do well. And did she enjoy Seinfeld?
Oh, she did. She did indeed. You know, and she liked seeing her baby pop up on the TV.
I have to imagine. I have four kids myself. I'd love to see that, and especially when you see him or her in a recurring episode or in a recurring role, and to do it well. I mean, you were very good. Everybody in the casting of that, just, you know, they did such a great job putting people with characters. Now, if you're just tuning in, we have about 2 minutes left with Lawrence Manley. He's a wonderful character actor, and you may best know him from Seinfeld. He was Monk. Was that actually your official name, or that was the name of the play?
They actually gave the character my name. I came in there one day, and all of a sudden the character's name was Larry.
Larry, that's right. Okay.
They gave the character my name.
Now, in doing Seinfeld, you got to work with all these different people. What about Larry David? What was your relationship like with him, or was there any?
Larry David is the guy that you see on TV. That is Larry David. I had in one of the episodes that I was working on that he was directing, we had rehearsed it one way, but then they brought the extras out, and with all of the extras on the set, it created a bit of a challenge for me to do what I was supposed to do. And so I asked Larry about it. I was telling Larry about it, and I said, well, I have trouble getting from point A to point B with all of the extras on the set. And his direction to me was, handle it. So I handled it.
And does he just seems so neurotic in you know, real life or in, you know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, to say just handle it, you know, does that, you know, I don't know if that sounds neurotic. That sounds almost like he's in control. Just handle it. Just, you know, deal with it.
Well, he is in control. And that, and so I'm not necessarily speaking of the neuroses. Is that the right word I'm looking for?
Right.
That part of the character. But my observation is beyond everything else. He is in control. That guy gets what he wants. And that is my take on Larry David. He got what he wanted as a director.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he's had a lot of success. It's hard to argue with him. We have about 30 seconds left. Can you tell us where people can follow you? And again, Lawrence Manley has been our very special guest, character actor, wonderful actor.
I do have a Facebook account, and it's my name, Lawrence Manley. And I you know, I don't do Twitter. Maybe I should, but I don't do Twitter. But Facebook, I'm also on IMDb if they want to keep track of what I have done or what I may be getting ready to do. I'm always out auditioning, and you never know what the world has in store for you.
Well, listen, congratulations on your career so far, and I know there's a lot to come. Actor Lawrence Manley has been our guest. Lawrence, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you for inviting me.